the mitochondria and energy production in the mitochondria, a chemical sequence called the Krebs cycle takes place. This mechanism involves ATP, which stores the energy. ADP is converted to ATP in an endothermic reaction, energy is absorbed. When the energy in an ATP molecule is consumed, in an exothermic reaction it converts back to ADP. The ADP will be repeatedly recharged back into ATP in the Krebs cycle. ATP is essentially the primary source of energy for the cells in plants and animals. However, it should be clear from the above that the mitochondria, Krebs cycle, and ATP do not create energy. The energy is ultimately obtained from chemicals that are obtained from food, or the breakdown products of food, such as glucose. Mitochondria have their own DNA, and they can reproduce inside the cell, almost as if they are separate cells within a larger cell. In certain ways, mitochondria are similar to prokaryote cells. Perhaps at one time early in the evolutionary period of life they lived as separate cells in the oceans and rivers and streams. However, mitochondria are not found as separate entities, and they cannot live outside of the cell under ordinary conditions. Chloroplasts are present in green plants. Chloroplasts are in a certain sense chemical machines that are involved with the capture of energy from the sun. That is, chloroplasts are organelles where photosynthesis takes place, involving the conversion of carbon dioxide and water to glucose, using sunlight as an energy source. This process requires chlorophyll as a catalyst. Some cells have cell walls, such as green plants and certain fungi. There are different types of cell walls that surround the cell membrane of green plants and certain fungi. The cell walls of green plants are made of cellulose. The cell walls of fungi are generally composed of chitin. What are lysosomes? Lysosomes are organelles that are essentially storage vesicles for various digestive enzymes. What are cell vacuoles? Vacuoles are storage devices that are small bubble-like structures in the cell. They are used for the storage of various chemicals needed by the cell, as well as the storage of waste products. They are usually more apparent and larger in plant cells, but they can be seen in all types of cells, including animals and protozoa. Websites on cells, organelles and related concepts. There are website links on this page that will not be verbalized.